These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on March 11th, 2022. NVIDIA confirmed the extortion group Lapsus accessed its systems and stole proprietary data as well as employee credentials last week. The group threatened to release the data if NVIDIA did not remove its light hash rate Ethereum mining limiter on recent GPUs. The group began leaking NVIDIA's data, including code signing certificates used for its drivers and apps. Security researchers found that these are now being used to sign malware. These certificates are expired, but Windows will still load signed drivers into the OS. Samsung confirmed threat actors stole internal company data and source code, saying no personal data was accessed. Samsung did not state who was responsible, but the group Lapsus, the one we just talked about, claims responsibility. The group said it obtained 190 gigabytes of data, including code used in Samsung's Trust Zone environment, bootloader, and activation servers, as well as algorithms for all biometric unlock operations. Security researchers at Royal Holloway University in London and Italy's University of Catania published a paper demonstrating the use of Amazon Echo devices to issue voice commands to itself. This requires pairing an Echo to a malicious Bluetooth device, then using a text-to-speech app to stream voice commands. Researchers were able to make purchases, control smart home devices, and unlock doors using this approach. A variation on the attack also used a malicious radio station to issue commands, but Amazon fixed a remote self-wake issue with Alexa skills to make it no longer possible. Microsoft fixed a bug in the Azure Automation Service, which automates cloud management tasks that could have allowed an account owner to access other customer accounts. The security firm Orca first reported the bug to Microsoft on December 6th, though Microsoft says it has no evidence tokens had been misused, and it informed customers with affected automation accounts, blocking access to manage identity tokens, except ones with legitimate access on December 10th. Patches are out for a local privilege escalation flaw in the Linux kernel called Dirty Pipe. Security researcher Max Kellerman found and reported the flaw in February. It first showed up in kernel version 5.8 and is fixed as of versions 5.16.11, 5.15.25, and 5.10.102. Most distros have pushed out the patch, with the exception of Android. Many Android phones are still running an old enough kernel that they are not vulnerable. However, the Pixel 6 and Galaxy S22 are at risk. The vulnerability can be exploited through a malicious app or any other vulnerability that allows limited code execution. Cloudflare, CrowdStrike, and Ping Identity have joined together to form the Critical Infrastructure Defense Project to offer free security services to vulnerable industries. Hospitals and power utilities are encouraged to apply. Eligible organizations will get a full suite of Cloudflare Zero Trust security solutions, CrowdStrike's endpoint protection and intelligence services, and Ping Identity's Zero Trust identity product. The new group will offer roadmaps to businesses in any industry to improve security and defend against attacks. Remember Spectre, the CPU vulnerability that exploited flaws in speculative execution in most modern CPUs? Well, researchers at ViewSec published a report detailing a new vulnerability that gets around all hardware and software mitigations around speculative execution using what they refer to as a branch history injection. This allows low-privileged users to poison the global history used as a hardware mitigation for speculative execution attacks to mispredict targets and subsequently leak data. The researchers demonstrated how this could be used to obtain a root hash password in a proof-of-concept attack. AMD, Intel, and ARM released security advisories on the vulnerability with mitigation recommendations. For a discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.